broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And we ain't about to tell them how. You know, it's dog-eat-dog, baby. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. That's right. This is the world of radio.
New York City, everybody's kicking each other's butts.
That's right. In the world of radio, we're up and down the dial, man. We are kicking the crap out of each other. So no mercy. No mercy at all. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com. I wish I could tell you that we have a Twitter feed where you can, you know, stay up to date with the show as we tweet during the... We don't have time to tweet during the show. And none of my people are tweeting during the show. I don't allow anyone in my tribe to tweet during the show. We work here, okay? We're not tweeting. And I say that with all due respect. The fact is we don't have staff for that. However, you can visit us at twitter.com/realphilhendry. That's my personal tweetster account. And we got a whole bunch of other ones, so check them out. All right, and our affiliate spotlight tonight, KNEW San Francisco and KPRC in Houston, one of the great radio stations in the history of the planet Earth, KPRC Houston, Michael Berry and the gang there. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry Show radio network. If you're watching us on Phil TV and HD tonight, you see that I am once again wearing the Phil Hendry Show ball cap. This is going to be available very, very soon on our website. You can go to our merchandise shop and pick this one up. We've got an even better one coming. I don't want to give you any other detail. If you are looking at this on our website right now, you'll notice behind me is what we call DDR Roll. I am sitting here in front of the Nuremberg Rally of 1933. That's Adolf Hitler. All right.
Yay.
Thank you. Well, we like to be historical. We like to be educational. All right, now let's get serious. A couple of things tonight. We're going to be speaking with Vernon Dozier and Father James McCorders this evening about this time of year among high school athletes. This is particularly high school football players. This is the time of year that you perhaps have heard described as Hell Week. And what is Hell Week? Well, Hell Week is when they are in the highly concentrated portion of their training as football players, what they call two-a-days, and you're wearing full pads, and it's generally really, really hot out, and that's why they call it Hell Week. We're going to talk to Coach Dozier and the conflict that they're having with parents at their school and other coaches may be having as well. We're going to start off things here tonight, though, talking with Herman Whitaker. Mr. Whitaker is a retired firefighter, and for some 31 years was with a fire department in the Detroit, Michigan area. Mr. Whitaker is joining us to talk about Jerry Lewis. That's right. Jerry Lewis, you may know, is not going to be hosting this year's MDA Telethon. Now, this is generally held over the Labor Day weekend, and for as long as I can remember, this guy here, Phil Hendry, I remember Jerry Lewis, and I hate to sound like an old guy, I guess I am, but I remember Jerry Lewis being the host of the MDA Telethon since probably when I was 10 years old, and it probably goes back even further than that. Mr. Herman Whitaker joining us on the line from Detroit this evening. Sir, how are you?
Oh, I'm very good, Phil. I'm really grateful to have the opportunity to speak to you about this.
All right, and you were a firefighter for how long?
For 31 years with emergency services, and then I joined the for a very brief time a medevac service, ambulance service, and then I basically just retired. I'm working with Feed the Boot, and I've been with them for about 10 years.
Now, Feed the Boot is what?
Feed the Boot is a charity that we run from our organization, a group of retired firefighters, where we get putting money in the Feed the Boot to put money into MDA and to MDA research and assist in the muscular dystrophy telethon.
What is your feeling? And I understand that you have some, you pretty much endorse this. This is a forced retirement of Jerry Lewis, isn't it?
I think you were describing earlier, Phil, the Jerry Lewis had been approached by members of MDA and had been asked, was asked if he would give up the hosting of the telethon. And I think he might have balked. He might not have been entirely agreeable to that. And they had asked him to record a message passing along the baton, so to speak, of the hosting of this program to another individual, and I think he did not agree with that. And I'm sorry that he didn't, because I think that Jerry Lewis has done an amazing job hosting this, but he has not been the host of this thing during a period of time when they were able to find a cure for muscular dystrophy. And so, my way of thinking, it's time for another host, and I think we need to...
Well, when you say we need another, you need another host for the muscular dystrophy telethon, why is that? You're saying because they haven't found a cure?
They have not found a cure for muscular dystrophy during the time that Jerry Lewis was the host. They have not found a cure for muscular dystrophy during this entire period of time that he was raising money. And I'm not saying that Jerry Lewis is a doctor or a scientist. I'm not saying that Jerry Lewis is the person who goes into the research lab and is, you know, the individual who will find a cure for this. But it was under his fundraising capabilities that the muscular dystrophy telethon was kicked off, and they have not yet, all the money that he's raised, they haven't gotten a cure. And people start to want to see something different. They want to see another host.
But if he's not got anything to do, is it his age?
I don't want to say it's his age. I don't think it's his age. I think it's time that he... I can't say it's his age, because that would open the Muscular Dystrophy Association up to probably legal action.
Well, all right, so let's talk about Jerry Lewis. You said something, you repeated something you heard us say in our pre-show, and that was something that I heard, and I don't want to quote where I heard it, but it could be very much just be gossip, that Jerry Lewis was asked by MDA, would you please step down, and we want you to record a message, and Mr. Lewis declined because he did not want to record anything, but they didn't want to give him a live mic.
Well, and right there, I think, you know, it gives you an idea of the level of confidence that they have in Jerry Lewis, that they don't want to give this man a live microphone for fear that he's going to say something to embarrass MDA. So that's why they wanted him to record it.
And do you agree with that decision?
I can only say that members of Feed the Boot, we've raised a lot of money for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and to this day, some 50 years after the fact, I don't see any... It just doesn't seem like they're anywhere close to finding a cure.
Well, all right, you're back on that theme again.
Yes, I'm back on the theme, Phil, because it's true.
All right, but he's not... Like you said, Jerry Lewis is not a doctor. He's not a research scientist. He's not a physician. He's not a... He's none of these things. He's not a man who is involved in that. So how can this be something that you would tie to him? Is it the perception?
Well, I think in many ways it is the perception, because Jerry Lewis, people will see Jerry Lewis on Labor Day weekend and think that here is this man that I've been giving money to for 50 years, and there's still no cure for this disease. I'm sick and tired of giving money to him. I'm not blaming him. You're not blaming him. I don't think anybody should, but it's perception.
And so people are perceiving that they're giving money to the guy that's not finding a cure. All right.
It is perception. And it is the reason why we've got to get Jerry Lewis out of there, and we've got to get someone in that people will think can put a positive face on the efforts to find a cure for this disease. And I think that we need a black man. I think that we need a...
No, whoa, hold on for just a minute. When you say you need a black man, why do you say that?
There's no reason. We've looked at Jerry Lewis for a great many years, and I think now what I think people will want to see is perhaps an African American. And the reason why is it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with just the diversity of what you're seeing and what you're giving your money to and what you have confidence in. We have a black president. The country is used to seeing a black individual in a position of authority, and to the extent that the country is in a position of looking at someone who is an African-American, a position of authority, and I don't want to make a joke, but an African-American who is asking for money.
All right, you're bordering on racism here.
No, I mean in tax money.
All right, but you're still bordering on racism.
No, sir, we're not. I'm a longtime supporter of MDA. I would never, ever, ever. No, I think you'll find that people listening right now, they understand what I'm saying.
All right, we're talking to Herman Whitaker with Feed the Boot, which is a group of firefighters raising money for MDA. Retired, right?
I'm sorry?
Are you? You're, this is a whole group of retired fire.
Yes, yeah, that's right, Phil. We're all retired. Retired from different emergency fire stations and so forth.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. So do you have in mind an African-American host for the MDA telethon?
Well, I think someone that people will have a level of confidence in, someone who has participated in other charity work, someone that people will see and say, this is an individual that I would trust because he's an individual that I trust, and I think there's a number of them. We have to have someone that young people will like. The young man that was on the Video Music Awards the other night, Chris Brown, who has been through so much.
Chris Brown? Good God. You know.
What do you mean, good? What do you mean, good God?
Good. This guy's been accused of assaulting a woman. He's got there's a lot of controversy attached to this guy.
Yes, but he's also a man that's come through that. And he also did quite an act the other night, flying to the air and so on.
All right, hold on for a minute. Herman Whitaker with us, Chris Brown. Mr. Whitaker is with the Feed the Boot, which is a group of firefighters who believe that it is, quite frankly, it is time to get rid of Jerry Lewis, which is what they're doing, and hire a new host who he thinks should be an African-American. And because it's just time to show a little diversity there. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. In my opinion, Mr. Lewis was given a sort of a, he was given the run a little bit, and I'm not exactly sure why. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Candy bar.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here, Phil Henry, with Herman Whitaker from Feed the Boot on the retirement of Jerry Lewis, the forced retirement of Jerry Lewis is what it is, and the search for, who is going to host this?
I don't know who's going to host right now, Phil. It could be that they're still in discussions with people. We do need a long-term host. And
so Jerry Lewis, a guy who had hosted this for the longest time, is no longer the host because they never found a cure.
They never found a cure. And the other thing that I don't want people to misunderstand what I'm going to say. But Jerry Lewis did a great many comedies that made fun of people who had a kind of muscular dystrophy problem. He walked in a spastic manner. He talked as if he had brain damage.
Are you saying that Mr. Lewis...
If you'll just pardon me, Mr. Henry, there are a couple of things I wanted to say. I'm not saying to anticipate you. I'm not saying he did it on purpose. I think he found it amusing to walk and talk like someone that had muscular dystrophy. And I think hosting Muscular Dystrophy's telethon was his way of saying, would you please allow me to do this kind of comedy, and in return, I'll raise money for the very people that I go home and laugh myself sick over.
And do you really think that that's his attitude?
I don't know, but I resent it.
And so you personally resent Jerry Lewis's comedy because you felt it was one big, long, broad assault on people with muscular dystrophy, and it sounds to me like just a cop-out, you know?
No, sir, it is not.
No, it sounds like an enormous cop-out. You treated the man poorly. You gave him the bum rush off the show, and you're coming up with some horse dung reason about how his comedy...
No, sir, Mr. Henry, I was a firefighter for a long time. I was in burning buildings saving lives. What were you doing? You were a little boy watching this man on TV pretending he had a brain lesion and laughing at it.
And I beg your pardon? No, I was not.
Did you go to his movies?
I saw his, when I was a kid, I saw his movies, yeah.
Did you find them funny?
I'm not going to answer your questions now because I understand where they're leading, and it's essentially you trying...
No, well, I'm trying to get you to speak the truth, which is that as a little boy, you sat and you watched Jerry Lewis making fun of people with muscular dystrophy, with a spastic, who are spaz. You've seen spazzes.
And yeah, and I don't call them spazzes either, sir.
You've seen people with this problem.
Yes, I have, and I tell you, I think I'm a little more sensitive than you are, and I think that Mr. Lewis, in his way, as a comic, did what a lot of comics did from his generation. They saw the world around them, and they laughed at it, however insensitive it might appear today. I'm going to take a phone call here in Woodward, Oklahoma. Linda, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Herman Whitaker. Go ahead, please.
Oh, I'm outraged. I can't believe that they're holding Jerry Lewis responsible for not being able to cure an incurable disease. I mean, who are we going to hold responsible for not curing cancer?
Well, ma'am, if you say it's incurable, ma'am, if you're saying it's incurable, then why are they having a telephone? I'm hoping
hopefully there will be a cure one day, but you can't hold Jerry Lewis responsible for not finding that cure in the last 50 years he's hosted this. And you know, you make fun of his comedy and say he's making fun of these people. He's not making fun of them. He is a physical comedian. I mean, I laugh at lots of physical comedy.
Do you think it's funny to look at someone who's a spaz and laugh at them?
You know, when you use that word spaz.
I've been a nurse for 20 years. I have worked with all kinds of people, all kinds of patients. And no, I don't think anything about any kind of physical illness, no matter what. No, I don't say spaz. You said that.
Yes, sir. I think that's a very insensitive word to use, Mr. Whitaker, when you say you're claiming that you want to get Jerry Lewis out of there because he's insensitive.
If I'm using a word that I shouldn't, I apologize. But Jerry Lewis, for 50 years in his and more in his comedy, has laughed, made us laugh. He's made me laugh at people who walk like they're
and
retarded.
How much money has he raised for MD by his comedy?
Exactly. You know, and his hosting.
Yeah, I mean, how many times did other comedians fall on tables, you know, and break them just because they were fat? You know, they weren't doing
well,
that
I,
for fat people. They were using that.
Yes, ma'am, but here's the bottom line. Jerry Lewis has raised an enormous amount of money, and I think for him, and this is what I think this gets to the crux, Phil, of why Jerry Lewis has been asked not to be on the show. I think for Jerry Lewis, it's an elaborate joke to raise money for a disease that he thinks is funny.
Wow, I'm really sorry you feel
oh,
that way.
Boy.
I am so
you know
sorry
something.
How shallow you are. Just that is incredibly lame.
Well, why would he year in and year out raise this money?
I haven't seen Jerry Lewis on any
exactly.
in the last 20 years falling
well,
down
when you,
and tripping. And making
he,
fun
no,
of
no,
people?
But, oh, but you know how he talks. Hey, lady. He does it in that fashion. And
No. Let's you know something.
To do with, indeed, that's just a funny voice.
Well, man, he's making fun of people that are asexual, who have an inability to have sex or who have an inability to relate. When he says, hey, lady, he's talking about a man that couldn't possibly have sexual relations with a woman if he was gold-plated. And to say that Jerry Lewis is helping to... There's been no cure.
Why is he held responsible for the fact that there's no cure?
Because, Mr. Henry, he has been the face of the MDA effort at curing this disease, or as this young lady said, fighting treatment. He has been at the forefront, and for 50 to 60 years with Jerry Lewis at the forefront, we still see people going across crosswalks with the right leg over the left. This is very emotional.
That's
for me.
Unreal. It is for me too. I just cannot believe you really feel that way. But
I
are you crying?
Yes, I am.
After saying what you just said, that we have people going across crosswalks with one leg going over the other, do you think this is funny?
In what sense do you think I think it's funny?
One leg going over the other, and what else were you going to say? All right, listen, Linda, thank you very much for your call. Our number is 877-877-Phil, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Herman Whitaker, a man who raised money for Feed the Boot, which is sort of an allied or a ancillary, I should say, not ancillary, an ancillary effort at raising money for muscular, the cure for muscular dystrophy, the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Jerry Lewis is no longer on this telethon. Many people, including myself, feel he was treated very rudely. Given this bum's rush off the show, Mr. Whitaker represents the side that says Mr. Lewis should go. They haven't found a cure. 877-876-PHIL. What do you think? We'll be back to world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, boy.
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're on every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And through the looking glass, baby, going places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. Now, you go to our website, philhendryshow.com, and you get a backstage pass before I get, you know, a little put out with you. You get the backstage pass, you're going to have your podcast, your classic podcast. Every day you've got the video cast. Every night you've got the video cast. Every day, every night, you got our news feed. You have all of our archive material. It goes back hundreds and hundreds of hours, thousands of hours, larger than any other radio show in the history of the world. Go there, do, and check it out, philhendryshow.com. Herman Whitaker is still with us here as we talk about Jerry Lewis and the fact that Mr. Lewis is no longer on the telethon. You said something, sir, that was... that continues to blame Jerry Lewis for there being no cure for muscular dystrophy, and you've not addressed the concerns everybody's had that this is not a man who is a scientist.
No, he's not a scientist, Phil. But here is the reason why Jerry Lewis is, in my way of thinking, responsible for so much of why muscular dystrophy and the efforts of curing muscular dystrophy continue to be slow and sluggish. Jerry Lewis got me and other people, yourself and other generations of people, to think that an individual who had a muscular dystrophy-like disease was funny.
And Jerry Lewis didn't get any such... I've got great sensitivity...
Allow me to finish, please, if you'll just allow me to finish.
But if I've got great sensitivity for people who are suffering from that illness, regardless of how much I've seen of Jerry Lewis...
And that is an admirable statement that you're making. I wonder if we know how true these things are when we really sit down with ourselves and there's no one around and we're very honest with ourselves. Because Jerry Lewis made me the man that I am, a man that hungers for that kind of comedy. And while I'm raising money for muscular dystrophy awareness and while I'm raising money to help people who have these problems... Jerry Lewis forced me to thirst for a sketch or a skit where he walks with his knees banging together, his teeth are crooked, his hair is askew, he's walking with one shoulder lower than the other, almost like an ape, and I thirst for that. I want that in my life. And I feel that way even as I'm collecting money to cure an illness that would, God help me for saying this, that would give me more of that. If...
And so you would have more of that kind of comedy if muscular dystrophy wasn't cured, but you blame Jerry Lewis for it not being cured. And this is the reason why we're having the discussion we're having tonight, because there is a very definite disconnect going on here from what you're saying and what you're doing. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Jerry Lewis thrown off of the MDA, and I say thrown off the MDA telethon, I mean every bit of that, thrown off, offered to record, they offered him the opportunity to record a goodbye, and he said, I'd like to do it live, and they didn't trust this man enough to give him a live microphone. 877-876-PHIL. Here is, let me see this, in Richmond we have Curtis. Hey, Curtis, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Herman Whitaker. Go ahead, please.
Okay. First of all, Jerry Lewis was a fan of mine, and I've been watching him. I'm 68 myself. I've been watching him when he was with Dean Martin. And to say that Jerry Lewis was making fun of people with muscular dystrophy, are you kidding me? There's no way he was doing that. And also, as you age, certain things happen. It will happen to Phil. It happened to you, sir. It will happen to me. I'm 68 right now. And also, to put a black man on the show, and I'm African-American myself, it makes no
yes,
sense.
Sir.
And then you mentioned Phil, and then you mentioned Joe. What's his name? Joe? I forgot his name. I like his singing. But you mentioned...
Chris. We wanted to have Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, I'm sorry. Hosted. Chris Brown.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You mentioned him. Why him? Not because he has an assault charge against him. Even in the African American community, they put a blacklist to him too.
Can I explain, sir? Can I explain to you why Chris Brown? Because first of all, I think the young man has made a comeback from those charges. The other night on the Video Music Awards. Did you see the? He flew through the air almost like Mary Martin and Peter Pan. Now I know it was a VMA, but he was flying around, and it had the same quality of a Mary Martin and Peter Pan.
But
the other idea, yes.
Mary Martin and Peter.
Yeah, but let me quickly say to you, it's obvious that Jerry Lewis is kicked off the show because of age. Now he would never.
Yeah.
I don't care if his knees were knocking together, if his walk was a slump. That's because of age. It's not because he's making fun of people with muscular dystrophy. Why would you even
the
say
characters that he plays, sir? I think you'd agree the characters that he played in his movies, and you've been a longtime fan of his, as I have been. But when you look at him walking with his knees banging together, yes, sir.
But that's in a movie. If his knees are banging together right now, it's because of age. It's not because
he's making fun. Well, we're looking for a cure for muscular dystrophy. What has he done? He's raised a lot of money, but it hasn't gotten us any closer. And, of course, I want to know.
But like Phil said, it's not his fault. He's not a scientist. He doesn't go into labs and do research. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here. I'm taking in what you're saying, but you're not listening to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is simply this. All of those films that you saw Jerry Lewis in,
yes.
All right, let me interrupt here. You're talking about, I love The Disorderly Orderly. I loved Cinderfella.
All of those movies, Phil, all of those where he walks around, bang, you know, like, hey, lady. In other words, he was making fun of people. Of course, but you loved it, and I loved it. And I find now, Curtis, in my life, as in yours, we thirst for comedy where someone is spastic and bumping into something. Jerry Lewis did that to me.
No, wait a minute. That's the most jackass thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's the
Jerry
most
Lewis
thing I've heard.
Are you telling me that you didn't like Jerry Lewis? Of course you
did. No, I did.
All right. Well, but don't you hunger for that kind of humor to see a spaz? I shouldn't use that word.
Don't use that word, please.
All right, but...
Ben, what do you mean we hunger to see that kind of humor?
Because we were given an entire generation of it. And Curtis would agree with me. There's nothing funnier in the world than Jerry Lewis walking with his toes pointing at each other and, you know, like a guy that's had was born with some kind of a tumor.
But that was in a movie. He wasn't doing that to make fun of people with muscular dystrophy.
Well, then why was he doing it? People walk that way normally? I don't think so.
No,
look at, sir, you're drawing a...
Dean Martin made fun of alcoholics. Just like Dean Martin made fun of drug addicts and alcoholics.
Yeah. Okay.
How did he do that? Well, how did he make fun of drug... Listen, Curtis, thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. How did he do that?
Who are you talking about now? Are you talking about Dean Martin?
Dean Martin, yeah.
By acting like a drunk.
Well, you said drug addicts.
Well, all right, but you know what I'm saying.
You're talking about people with a substance abuse problem. That, you know, are we not engaged in a very futile conversation here as we talk about what one generation found funny as opposed to another? Here is Lackey in New Bern, North Carolina. Go ahead, Lackey, go ahead. Hi, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. You need to turn your radio down, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes.
You called her a sir. It's a lady.
I know.
Do you want me to speak now?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay.
Are you a female or are you a female or a male?
Will you let me talk to the caller? Go ahead, Lackey.
I'm a great grandmother, sir. I'm a female.
Yeah, okay. Yes,
this
okay.
This gentleman has a warped mind, trying to turn people's minds against what Jerry Lewis has done. Jerry Lewis is a comedian. And I don't believe in no way that he has meant to offend anyone with muscular dystrophy. The money he has raised has helped people in many ways, maybe to get them help, to get them help to come into their home, to help them do things. Muscular dystrophy people are very educated. They're very smart. They're very talented. And,
but they walk funny. Wouldn't you agree that they also walk funny?
Why do you have to say that?
Sir, you are being ugly. Look, I have
a
niece that has had polio, okay? And one of her legs is slightly shorter than the other one. She is 67 years old, and she's just getting over cancer of her brain, okay? Okay, and
that's a double whammy, isn't it?
In her later life, she has what you call polio syndrome. Okay. Different.
Does she have polio of the brain? You're saying polio in the brain?
I am offended
There's no such...
by this man's attitude, and I am going to pray for him. I'm going to pray for him.
Oh, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Bad attitude.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I wanted to ask you, what black host would you rather see on the MDA telephone than Jerry Lewis?
Well, sir, you know what? I don't care if you have a black host, a Mexican host, a white host. It has to be somebody that is a decent person. Everybody is a sinner, born into sin, and they make mistakes in their lifetime. And all they have to do is go to God and say, Lord, will you please forgive me? All you got to do is say two or three words, and God is automatically going to forgive you of your sin.
Will you pray with me? Will you pray with me right now?
Okay.
Will you pray with me right now? Will you pray with me right now?
Okay. We all are.
Would you please...
And I'm sorry.
Keep me from thirsting for the kind of humor that has muscular dystrophy written all over it. I don't want to laugh at that. I want to be a good man. I'm hoping that Steve Harvey will be the new host.
What kind of a prayer is that?
Get a load of you telling me how to pray.
Sir,
Did you hear him?
You know what? I am 100% filled with the Holy Spirit.
Oh!
And you do not say anything against the Holy Spirit. You will never be forgiven, okay?
No, I would never do that.
About the Holy Bible, God is a God of love, okay?
That is
His name, love. Do you love your wife? Do you have children? Do you have children, sir?
I don't love my wife, but I have children.
A beautiful little boy or a little girl? Okay.
In what manner are you speaking?
Shame on you, sir.
Oh, God.
Shame on you.
What do you mean? What?
She said, if I ever had a little boy, what did she mean?
But you have a son.
A boy or a little girl? What if one of them
In what sense?
Had muscular dystrophy?
Listen
would you
to
be
you.
Talking like that now, sir? Okay.
No, ma'am, I would not. But I would say this. I would say, look at how that little girl is walking. I saw that in a Jerry Lewis movie. I don't blame myself for that. I blame Jerry Lewis for that.
All right. You know, the lady said the words. She said it very right. You're ugly. You're very ugly. And we're going to take a break. Go ahead, Lackey. We're going to take a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL.
Why break now? She stopped talking.
Would you shut up, please? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We also have Vernon Dozier and Father James Recorders coming up next hour.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is Herman Whitaker, Mr. Whitaker, with a group of retired firefighters, and they have a charity called Feed the Boot. This is a charity in which they assist in the fundraising for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And the MDA Association, as you know, has been so closely allied with Jerry Lewis and Jerry Lewis allied with them. And the fact that he's not going to be on the MDA telethon, I suppose, you know, all things come to an end. I think we should be fair about that, Mr. Whitaker, and I understand what you're saying. But when you say to me that that Jerry Lewis...
Well, I'm happy to have you. I'm glad that you admitted that. You know.
Right, but when you say to me that Jerry Lewis made you thirst for the kind of humor that makes fun of people with muscular dystrophy, you're way out there, you know?
I'm way out there. What does it mean that I'm way out there? I've asked that, and I agree that Jerry Lewis should have taped a goodbye.
Why would you insult that man to the point of we don't want to give him a live mic? Why insult the man at all? Why not let the man continue? You know, we live in a day and age now, man. We can't wait to get rid of people. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. I just heard the Dodgers.
Hi, Mr. Henry, you told me about that before the program, about the Dodgers and Vin Scully.
All right, but you understand what I'm saying. Let's go to another call. Mavis, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Mavis in Southgate. Go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, I'm listening to this man here. Talking about having black hosts.
Yes, ma'am.
And if Jerry Lewis cannot be on the show, and I've loved him, and I think this band is a disgrace. I think you're a disgrace.
Well, I'm sorry that you're...
But I am thinking that way. I have never heard anyone speak of these poor, unfortunate people the way that you have. But I'd love to have... If you are saying Jerry Lewis must go off of the TV show, the MDA, then I had hoped that we'd get Denzel Washington. Cause I love him so much, you know.
You're saying, you want to have Denzel Washington?
If they got rid of Mr. Lewis, yeah.
I think that's a very good idea, Phil. I would very much, you know, concur.
I do not want them to move the man, Jerry Lewis, off. I know he's a Jew. I have no problem with the Jew.
Well, that was the other thing. A great many of our African-American viewers don't like Jews.
Why would you feed into that?
That doesn't make any matter to me.
Why would you feed into that? That is the most ignorant. I'm getting sick and tired of this stuff, you know?
I didn't make this world, Phil. I didn't make the world, and...
No, God made this world. God made it. Don't think you made the world. You have made nothing but this world a bad place the last half hour listening to you.
Well, ma'am, I wasn't the one that brought...
You have... God made the world. God in all his glory made this world. You are nothing. You are a mistake God made. If you want to move Jerry Lewis out, not because he's a Jew, I have nothing against a Jew. Never have.
All right, that makes one of you.
What does that mean, that makes one of you? You know something... You have talked about the guy, we need a black guy. This guy's a Jew. He makes fun of people with MD. You have done nothing but run that man down. If it wasn't for Jerry Lewis, nobody'd know what muscular dystrophy was. No one would even know anybody had that disease. You understand that?
Mr. Henry, you said it right. That is exactly right.
Mr. Henry, I think that is entirely false. And
Why don't you keep still for a minute and let me finish what I say, because I wanted to have Denzel Washington.
I would love to have Denzel Washington.
Yeah, but I don't want to see a man suffer because of that. I would love to have Denzel Washington come on muscular dystrophy telephone, or another black man would be Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp is not black, dear.
Johnny Depp would be an African American.
She didn't hear you.
Johnny Depp is not black.
Johnny Depp is not black. I saw Johnny Depp on the movie. Well, yes, he is. He is black. Damn, you better believe he's black. You better believe Johnny Depp is black.
No, he's not black.
Why don't you let me handle this, Herman, okay? Mavis?
And the other movie that I saw him in was Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep. Oh, Mavis, let me ask you something, honey. Johnny Depp is not black. Have you seen him?
I saw Johnny Depp in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep. All right, you saw him in Pirates of the Caribbean. He's not black.
Johnny Depp is black. You wish he was white. That's what your problem is. You wish he was white. Johnny Depp has been a black man in my mind and my heart for so long. If they'd have Denzel...
No, he's not, but, you know...
Well, let's say that Johnny Depp... Is he your first choice, Mavis, for the MDA?
You know, I'm not talking to you at all. I'm not talking to filth like you at all. I'm not talking to filth like... You know what you are? You're filth. You understand that?
Madam, I...
Don't you keep your mouth shut. I want to see Denzel on that show. I want Johnny Depp on the show. I'd love to have Chris Rock on that show. I want to have, you know who would be great? Chris Tucker.
Really?
Don't you laugh.
I think what you've done is you've made a mockery.
You have made a mockery out of this.
All right, look, at Mavis, we've taken your point of view and your votes down. If you want of black hosts for MDA, you want...
I want Chris Rock, I want Chris Tucker, I want Denzel and Johnny Depp. Dude, I've seen all Pirates of the Caribbean, and I want to... And I heard you talk, Mr. Henry. First of all, I want to say I love your show so much.
Thank you, dear, very much.
I love you so much. You give me so much joy. I want you to shut the filth that comes out of your sewer. Shut the filth that come out of your sewer.
Adam, I've never been spoken to that way.
Shut your filth. You shut that beer drain. You understand me?
Yes, I understand.
Shut the filth out of your sewer. I'm talking to Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry.
Now we have to go, okay?
I love you so much. I listen to your program every night. You make me happy. And I'd love to see Johnny Depp. I'd love to see Chris Tucker.
All right, we have to go. Coming up next is Vernon Dozier and Father James McCorder.
And Johnny Depp, who I did see on Pirates of the Caribbean. And Chris Tucker would be great, too.
Phil Hendry.
But Johnny Depp's my favorite black man.